this year. We're focusing on local businesses, courtesy of the rural city of Wangaratta. Today we head to Millawa to walk about apiary. Greg, how are you?
G'day, Hobbsy. Really good, thanks.
That's good. Now, how did you get into bees, Greg?
Oh, I didn't have a choice. Well, that's not true. My parents started the business at Millawa pretty much about the time I was just standing up. So, yeah, I grew up learning about bees whether I wanted to or not and being carted around to all sorts of strange places out in the bush and, you know, watching Dad do his thing.
Now, you've lived bees for a while and it's part of just what you do. How do you stay motivated, particularly in business? Because running in an agricultural business is a tough thing.
I find lots of things to do. It's just one of those things. If you're running your own business or, you know, a small business in a small family, there's no shortage of things to do. So picking and choosing what needs doing and what you want to do is probably the trick. So that balance is hard to get, but roll with the hard stuff and then really enjoy the stuff that you enjoy.
Now, there's been plenty of challenges to face in business. And we know and we've spoken just off air about varroa mite and diseases in bees. What other things have you faced within the business that you've had to overcome?
Adverse weather to deal with. You know, bushfires are not good for beekeeping. They tend to burn the bush we like to get our good honey from. Flooding can affect the way the trees flower as well. We've had crazy storms that have blown our shed down and had us relocate for 2 years while we rebuild, and all sorts of things have gone wrong over the years. I think we could probably write a book on the things that have gone wrong, but, you know, the book on the things that have gone right would probably be a lot longer too.
Everybody loves honey. It is divine. And no doubt you've got some great customer stories.
I guess probably my favourite is a young fella. Old fella now, from Gippsland, who was adamant that our red gum honey from the Ovens River was the only thing that solved his hay fever problems. And he would travel all the way from Trelgan just to get our honey, and he'd buy a giant bucket of it, take it back, and I'd see him in about another 6 months.
It's great to chat to you, Greg. Where can we find your product?
We've got lots of great outlets around Wangaratta and the local region, so pop into there. We're trying to get our honey out into as many stores as possible.
That's Greg Whitehead from Walkabout Apiary Millawa.